observed him punch a female student.
A teacher reacts.
I grabbed him by the book bag strap. And I said, don't you be putting your hands on these females. I said, men go to jail every day for that. I did not punch Hakeem. I did not punch him at all.
Now, does dad want justice?
We tried to take out an arrest warrant on Mr. Buck.
Or compensation?
Mr. Kareem, did you sue the school system? It's not an answer, sir.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Muhammad and his son, 16-year-old Hakeem Kareem, are suing Hakeem's teacher, Robert Buggs, for an assault. Hakeem claims Robert punched him in the chest during an incident at school.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 72 on the calendar, the matter of Kareem versus Buggs.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parsons has been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Mr. Kareem, I'm not going to start with you, sir, because you weren't present the day of this incident, so you really don't know what happened. I read your complaint, but your complaint comes from the story that your son told you. Both of your sons, correct?
Yes.
So you don't know the truth of anything that happened. So I'm going to start with your son. You had an incident in school that involved the defendant who was a teacher at the school.
Yes, ma'am.
And you never had any discipline trouble in school.
No, ma'am.
Now, you were, according to you, horsing around with a female student. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
What is her name?
Sydney.
Is she a good friend of yours?
Real good.
Is she here today?
No, ma'am.
Could you tell me why?
Because her parents had problems with her coming.
Did you have a hearing with regard to what happened on October 5th?
We went to court.
When did you go?
In November.
Mr. Kareem, I don't want you to answer for him.
Sorry.
Want him to answer.
Maybe a month later.
Who was there?
Me, my father, my brother, my friend Fabian, my friend Shauna Lindsay, and my friend Evan.
But the girl who you were playing, Mr. Kareem, sit down, sir. The girl that you were horsing around with, was she there?
No, ma'am, she had to go out of town.
So you brought a whole bunch of your other friends there?
Yeah, that was there when he punched me.
But not the girl that you were horsing around with?
No, ma'am.
According to your complaint, you were horsing around with this girl, just playing around with her, when for no reason Mr. Buggs came up and assaulted you by punching you in the chest. You want Mr. Buggs to compensate you and your family in the amount of $5,000. Mr. Buggs, how long have you been a teacher at the school?
I've been a teacher for 6 years.
Did you know Mr. Kareem?
Yes, ma'am. He was in my health class.
Never had any problems with him?
Not at all.
Seems like a nice young man.
Very nice young man. Passed my class and everything.
Ever have any disciplinary problems, you, in the 6 years you've been teaching at the school?
Never, Your Honor.
Prior to that?
Never, Your Honor.
Okay. So, I'm going to start with you, sir. What time of the day was this and where were you?
It was around 5:30 after school, and I was in front of school waiting for a ride to go home.
And what were you doing with your friend Sydney?
Well, she just came out from cheerleading practice, so after that, we were just playing around, we was laughing.
No, tell me exactly what you were doing, just playing around. I want to hear exactly what you were doing.
We were talking, and we were just, like, playing around, like, laughing and stuff like that.
Mr. Kareem, I want to tell you, it's very, very important, sir, that I hear an accurate presentation, because right away, if you tell me that you were just talking and playing around... listen to me.
Sorry.
If you're just telling me that you're talking and playing around, and this teacher who has an unblemished record came over and punched you in the chest, I'm not going to believe you. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Because that doesn't make sense unless he had something in for you, which he clearly did not, because you've been in his class. He says you were a very nice young man. He never had any problems with you in the past. He may have misinterpreted what he saw, but playing around, just talking and put, didn't happen that way. So I want you to think again exactly what happened with your friend Sydney.
She was sitting down. And
she was sitting down?
Yes.
She came out of cheerleading practice. Where was she sitting?
She was sitting on the bricks, on the stones, outside of the school.
Is there a sort of a rise there where you can sit down? Is it above ground?
Yes.
How much above ground?
It's like a little bit shorter than this.
Okay, a couple of feet.
Yes.
And she was sitting there. Was she wearing her cheerleading outfit?
No, she was just wearing like her warm-ups.
Okay. And how long was Sydney sitting there before you came over to her?
Maybe 5 minutes.
Did you come up to her, or were you waiting?
I was already in the area where she sat on that.
Okay, and who was she with?
She was with her other friends. That's on chilling.
How many other friends?
Like five.
Keep going. You came up.
And I tried to give her a hug.
How did you try to do that, sir?
I came up and I reached down. And I tried to give her a hug.
And?
I guess she didn't want me around because after chilling practice, she was
coming. Not I guess.
She didn't want me around because she thought that she would be embarrassed because after cheerleading practice, you might have a little stench. So I tried to give her a hug, and she's like, no, watch out, I stink.
No, she pushed you away.
Yeah, she kind of moved my arm away.
She moved your arm away. Don't come near me because I stink. Is that what she said, or is that what you were thinking?
That's what she said.
And she went to push you away. And then what happened, Mr. Kareem?
Then I still tried to give her a hug, but...
So then you, despite the fact you got into her space, she pushed you away, you still were trying to give her a hug. Does this sound like any story that you've heard before, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's not what you wrote in your complaint. I'm just letting you know,
okay,
sir. This is a young lady who has clearly said, stay out of my space.
But she gave me a hug.
She pushed you away, you still wanted to give her a hug, so you leaned over and gave her a hug. And then?
Because she said she was just kidding. And I still gave her a hug. So after that, we were just laughing and playing around.
No. I got the laughing and playing around part, Mr. Kareem. So then you still gave her a hug. And after you gave her a hug, is what you're telling me, she said, oh, I was just kidding.
No, she's like, no, I'm just kidding. And then she let me give her a hug. And then she kind of pushed me off.
Again. So now it's twice she's pushing you off.
She was just kidding the whole time. And then I kind of pushed her back, but we both had a smile on our face.
Just a second. So then she pushed you off again. And what did you do?
I kind of pushed her back. But we both had smiles on our faces. And we both knew the relationship that we had.
Now, Mr. Bugs, I'd like you to tell me from your perspective what you saw.
Yes, ma'am. On October the 6th, I was coming from wrestling practice. It was approximately 6:30. As I was coming out of the double doors, I observed Hakeem punch a female student in the shoulder blade area, then grab her by her shoulder blades and pin her down to the concrete structure which they were sitting on. This female screamed. I screamed for Hakeem's name. I said, Hakeem. Hakeem walks over to me, and I'm walking towards him. My face was a little disgruntled a little bit because I just observed him punch a female student. And as he was on his way to me, I grabbed him by the book bag strap. And I said, don't you be putting your hands on these females. I said, men go to jail every day for that. And before he could get two words out, Your Honor, the plaintiff's brother ran and got into my face, nose to nose, and asked me, why the F did you put your hands on my brother?
Okay. Up. Over there. You just heard Mr. Bugs. Is that correct?
Yes.
First name is?
Gamal.
Tell me what's wrong about what he just said to me.
First off, Hakeem didn't. He didn't pin her down to the ground.
What did he do?
They was just horseplaying like this and just like pushing each other around like that.
Keep going.
If they was really fighting, they was
not
like,
if they were fighting. I want to know what you did.
Oh, when I seen him punch my brother, that's when I jumped up. And I was like, why are you putting your hands on my brother and stuff? You're not supposed to do that. You're a teacher.
Sit down. Now you can stand up, sir.
Exactly.
Mr. Kareem, did you sue the school system?
No.
It's not an answer, sir.
No, ma'am.
Did you seek the advice of an attorney?
Yes, ma'am.
In order to sue the school system?
To take out an arrest warrant for Mr. Bugs.
Did you discuss with the attorney suing the school system?
Yes.
Did you have a hearing at the school?
We had a hearing at the DeKalb County Courthouse.
That was a month later, sir?
That's how long it took for it to go through.
Well, that's what I'm asking. That was a month later. And what happened at that hearing?
At that point, we had a hearing, and the judge dismissed the case.
Against him?
Yes.
What about against the school system? What happened with that, sir?
Well, at that point, we had a problem with the original attorney, so I had to go hire another attorney.
Well, the other attorney wasn't for a criminal proceeding. That was to sue the school system.
Well, at that point, we were still trying to have this resolved, and we were focused on Mr. Bugs.
His case was already dismissed.
No, the judge explained to me that we had other options, that we could take it to the DA and have to see if they would pick up the case.
And you did that.
And we did that.
And nothing came of it.
And the DA did not pick up the case.
Correct.
So, per my attorney's advice, our next step was to take it to small claims court.
Take it to small claims court? Why? Instead of suing the school district? I mean, the school district certainly has more money than Mr. Bugs.
But Mr. Bugs committed the crime, and that was our focus. I had two different lawyers. Your Honor.
Are you telling me that neither one of the two lawyers that you hired said to you, before the cases were dismissed against Mr. Buggs, you should sue the school district because he works for the school?
It came up in conversation, yes. Right. But again, per my attorney's advice, the whole thing would have been better had we had an arrest, and then it would have been better had we went to DeKalb County Courthouse and the DA would have picked up the case.
You would have had a better civil case.
Yes.
I got it. No, Mr. Kareem, I absolutely have it, sir.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Sydney is very protective of you here, but she says the coach saw you hit her.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 16-year-old Hakeem Kareem claims teacher Robert Buggs punched him in the chest during an incident in school. Robert denies the charge and is countersuing for attorney fees and punitive damages.
Okay, I absolutely have what the drill is, Mr. Kareem. The drill was both attorneys that you had said to you, you have a better chance of suing the school district and getting more money if the district attorney proceeds with this case, or if you can get an arrest warrant out and Mr. Buggs takes a plea in the criminal case, then you have a lock with regard to the civil case against the school district. Well, that didn't happen. So you went through two different quasi-proceedings, one in the courthouse and one with the DA's office. Neither one said to you that Mr. Buggs was an appropriate candidate for the criminal justice system. That being the case, both lawyers, especially the second one, said to you, listen, there probably isn't a snowball's chance in hell that you're going to win against the school system, so take him to small claims court. See what you get. Because we're not going to represent you anymore, because we're not going to waste our time anymore, because you're not going to be successful in a civil suit against the school district. I know exactly what happened. I've been in this business for 40 years.
Okay.
And you know what happened because you're a pretty smart guy.
I gave you the honest answer.
No, but exactly. You're a pretty smart guy.
Can I be allowed to say
something? Sure.
And the bottom line, I just want to say this, that there's two different law enforcement agencies in our county. We have the DeKalb County Police, and the schools run under the Public Safety Department. Now, their own detective did an investigation. They interviewed Mr. Buggs, they interviewed my two sons, as well as all the parties involved.
I want to see the interview with Sydney. That's the only interview I want to see.
It's part of the police report.
No, the only interview that I want to hear is the interview with Sydney. Not your son, not his brother, Sydney. The girl who's not here, who didn't appear at the courthouse. That I would like to read. So, your friend Sydney says two things in this gibberish. She says first, sir, that you did in fact punch him. But she also says that the coach saw you hit her. Says, me and my best friend, Hareem, were playfully playing around, hitting each other. Then Coach Buggs saw Hakeem hit me. That's what he said he saw.
I guess he saw while we was playing.
That's what Sydney says. Now, Sydney is very protective of you here.
She's saying that
she's very protective of you here, but she says the coach saw you hit her, you know. When you come up on an incident, he doesn't see it from the beginning. All he does is see you hit her. That's what she says. However, Mr. Buggs, Sydney says that she saw you punch him. I believe her. I believe you lost your temper.
Not at all, Your Honor.
I don't think you hurt him.
Yes, ma'am.
I think students are very, very sensitive to teachers putting their hands on another student, but I think that for the split second, you lost it and you hurt him.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
There is probable cause that Mr. Buggs committed the crime of simple battery.
I just said that to you.
Okay.
Are you arguing with me? Do you think that I care about what the police officer said?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 16-year-old Hakeem Kareem says teacher Robert Buggs punched him in the chest. Robert denies the charge, claiming he grabbed Kareem after he witnessed him attacking a female student.
Okay, Mr. Kareem, I'd like to see your medical report.
And Your Honor, if I might, I believe I have, per an investigation from the police, the detective that investigated this whole incident.
And that says what?
There's a key finding. And it's, he said, upon completing my investigation into the listed incident, there is probable cause that Mr. Bugs committed the crime of simple battery.
That's, I just said that to you.
Okay.
Are you arguing with me?
No, but
well,
I
just... just a second. Are you arguing with me? Do you think that I care about what the police officer said?
Yes.
I just read the only thing that was important to me, which was Sidney's statement, which clearly said, you're not paying attention, sir. Which clearly said that Mr. Bugs, that's what she says. She says she thinks that he saw him hit her. That's what he saw when he came out of school. And he thought he was being protective. If he thought that your son was playing with this girl, he wouldn't have gotten into a confrontation with him. I'm saying he overreacted. And I agree with you. I think he overreacted. And I think that he put his hands on him. Now all I want to do is see his medical records. Because now that I've already made a judgment that Mr. Bugs reacted to a situation that perhaps wasn't as serious as he initially thought it was and put his hands on your son, I have to see whether or not your son was injured.
Judge Judy, may I say something?
Yes.
Judge Judy, I can assure you that I did not punch Hakeem. When he walked up to me, he knew that I was going to ask him something about the case. Something about him punching on a female. We also have an officer that works at our school. They came the day after, and it was stated in court that...
Don't tell me what was stated in court, sir, unless you have a transcript.
Well...
Don't tell me what was stated in court, not well.
Okay.
If you have a transcript, I'll read it.
Oh, no, I don't have the transcript. I have what the officer wrote, our investigating officer that investigated Hakeem while his father was present. She, I have the report from that.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Yes, ma'am. And when he didn't get the... Yes, ma'am.
They didn't find anything wrong with him, sir.
There's a page on the back page that said that he
I read it.
Some contusion to his chest pains.
I read what they said, sir. You want me to read it out loud? No rash, no lesions, no redness, no discharge, normal landmarks. And he complains of chest pain. His father says he also gets headaches.
Just trying to look out for the well-being of my son.
What did you show me this for, sir?
As when the brother came and approached me to start cursing me out, that's when the brother came up to me. I was in awe. I was like, I couldn't believe the student was cursing me
out. Mr. Bugs, I'm telling you, I'm not changing my initial assessment that you saw something happen. You misinterpreted it. I don't think that this young lady was hurt by this young man, but I can understand your initial observation, and you thought perhaps he did. But I'm telling you, I believe that you inappropriately put your hands on young Mr. Kareem.
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, Mr. Bugs, I am dismissing your counterclaim because you have a counterclaim because you were forced to defend this action. I do, in fact, think that you behaved inappropriately. I don't think that he behaved inappropriately $5,000 worth because I don't think that you were injured. That's what I think. And the medical record that you had, and I don't know whether you went to the doctor before or after you saw your lawyer. Was
before?
No, you may not. You weren't there. And I'm finding that he put his hands on your child inappropriately. And I know that everything that happened was dismissed against him. And I assume you're still teaching?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
At the same school?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Are you at the same school?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. That's all. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,500. That's all. Counterclaims dismissed.
Parties are excused. You may step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm happy that the case is now over and we can go back to, you know, just regular living.
I'm just glad that my dad got his money back.
This teacher committed a crime and actually assaulted my son.
He was a good kid. I have no problems with him. Until this incident happened.
As soon as he was able to call me, he called me, and we took appropriate actions right away.
I didn't want to see no teacher, no wrestling coach, putting his hands on my little brother.
It was 6:30, they were after school, there was no security around.
I sort of wanted to retaliate and go get this guy, because I don't hit my own sons like that.
I was mad, like, I barely hit him like that.
Just the fact that a kid would be walking around the school building upset with me.
They were playing.
I view it as a learning experience.
I ain't finna let nobody, no other person, period, put their hands on my brother.
It's finally over. You know, I don't have to, you know, be harassed at work by security officers.
There's certain appropriate measures to handle any situation. It's nonviolent.